This is Nature Notes, a Maine naturalist afield. I'm Glenn Middlehauser, an ecologist with Maine Natural History Observatory. This episode continues where we left off last week, talking about conducting a plant inventory on an offshore island.
So it's 5 in the morning on the next day. Already on the island. That's one of the beauties of being able to camp on my boat. Yesterday it took a long time to get onto the island, and that's the labor-intensive part. But because I can sleep on my boat, I'm able to get on the island very early on the next day. So my goal today is to keep walking the shoreline. The shorelines are most diverse botanically, and also there's some species that develop early and also some species that develop late on the shoreline. So I do the most surveys on the shoreline. So that's kind of the first tier. That's where you're going to pick up the most species, the most interesting rare species. And then once the perimeter is surveyed, then I zigzag through the interior of the island. Some of the islands I work on are small, no trees at all. Some small or large with trees. This one I'm working on now, Little Spruce Island, is the largest island I've worked on. It's forested, but also out on the islands you can get a lot of blowdowns, you know, big patches of trees that blow down, and then spruce can come up, really dense thickets of spruce that are pretty much impenetrable. And this island has a mix of that. Some places it's really easy walking, big old tall trees, and then you get to historic blowdown areas. Basically, you got to push your way through with every step. So I do want to address why I'm working on figuring out the vegetation of these islands. I've been doing it for 30 years, and actually my thinking has evolved. You get different plants out on the islands than you do on the mainland. In the early years, 30 years ago, I was still figuring that out. I thought if one visited a bunch of islands, you kind of figure out the flora and all the islands would be the same. You just had to visit enough islands and you'd figure it out. Turns out that's not the case at all. Just about every island I land on is very different botanically, because the plants you find has much more to do with the history of the island, you know, human occupation, whether it had sheep on it, whether it was a fishing camp, whether it was forested. Some of these islands, you know, you set up camp and build a boat with the trees that were right there. So each island has a different human history, and that has a lot to do with the plants you find. The thing that is predictable is plants on the easternmost islands are the most interesting, because you get some Arctic species growing on those, and this is all tied to the cold water currents. So some of these plants that you typically find up on Labrador, Newfoundland, you can pick up on the islands on the down east coast because the habitat is similar. Cold, windy, foggy. On the hottest days in the mainland, these islands may be drenched in fog with the fog condensing on vegetation and dripping. They're getting a water source. These soils can be really wet year round. We're going to see some major changes in the plants on the islands, and it's about time we set up some baseline data sets and focus on giving the next generation of Maine botanists some baseline data that they can repeat to help figure out this change that I know is coming. I know it's going on currently. And so it's where I can make the biggest difference, is studying these places that are hard to get to, that I've got the knowledge to get to. All the work we do at Maine Natural History Observatory is focused on leaving breadcrumbs of our research with enough detail so that it can all get repeated in the future. We're archiving the raw data and designing our inventories so that they can get repeated. And it seems like that is the best thing we can do for the plants, birds, animals of Maine.
That was Nature Notes, a Maine Naturalist Afield from the Maine Natural History Observatory. This program was produced by Glenn Middlehauser. The theme music is Keeper of the Light by Hallie Pottle Parker, performed by Hallie Pottle Parker and Kate Pottle. For more information, you can go to mainenaturalhistory.org. You can find more episodes of Nature Notes on the WERU archive or wherever you get podcasts.